You're listening to the audio production of Revering God, How to Marvel at Your Maker by Thaddeus J. Williams, published by Zondervan and read by Mark Smeeby. A note before we begin, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains reflection questions, interactive repentance exercises, and resources, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. To my father, Russ, who modeled and taught me so much about the Father. How to read this book. The book you are now holding was built on the countercultural premise that you, for all your best qualities, are nowhere near as interesting, awesome, or worthy of worship as the creator of the universe. You find your true self not by trying to figure yourself out, but by seeking God. I don't mean the God of the televangelists, who serves as a kind of cosmic Santa Claus to shower prosperity on faithful donors. I don't mean the Republican or Democrat God, a God saddled on an elephant or donkey, who exists primarily to give a supernatural endorsement of your political convictions. I don't mean God as an abstract X at the end of a philosopher's neat syllogism. I mean the God who actually exists, the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, to whom is due honor and glory forever and ever. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. A brief word about the structure and flow of this book. After a short introduction on the qualifications of a theologian, in which I build the unflattering but biblical case that the good theologian is an idiotic, fanatical, nerdy, violent slave, we embark on our study of six divine truths. Structured around the word revere, we will behold our Maker as reliable. God tells the truth. Enjoyable. God satisfies. Victorious. God rules. Eternally loving. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Redemptive. God saves sinners. Expressive. God makes beauty. Notice that each of these divine attributes corresponds to an aspect of our God-given humanness. How does the reliability of God shape our intellectual lives? How does the enjoyability of God impact our emotional lives? How does the victory of God affect our actions? How does His eternal love deepen our relational lives? How does His redemptive grace liberate our moral lives? How does His expressive artistry inspire our creative lives and spark our imaginations? You see, God is to be God over the whole human person. God is God over all, or no God at all. He wants to redeem, enhance, and glorify every facet of our humanness. No more half measures. No more dabbling with your Maker. No more shivering on the shore and toe dipping. Let us plunge our whole selves into the ocean of His infinite goodness. Let us revere Him as Lord over our minds, our feelings, our actions, our relationships, our morals, our imaginations, all of us. We begin our study of each of the six divine attributes with readings, in which we ponder select passages of Scripture to prime our souls to better internalize the truth about God. I recommend you choose one of the passages, whichever resonates with you most profoundly, and commit it to memory. After readings comes rhythms, which offers down-to-earth suggestions for living out the truth of a given divine attribute in your daily life. Take me up on one or two suggestions so the truth about God migrates from your head and heart to your hands. The best theology is not merely believed, but also lived. Not merely contemplated, but also habituated.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?